What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Andrew.
Hey! Goldberg! I bet if that talk was a cheeseburger, you stop it!
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack! 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 Quack!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Cake Eater. I'm Mike. Tommy's not here. Kevin's not here. But welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, the Definitive Mighty Ducks Podcast. I am back, and I have a motley cast of characters with me, as we do in this little impromptu game showy maybe episode. I have Vishnu here, who we know from trivia. I guess all trivia members. Hey, Vishnu, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. But then we got Stevie Yanks, who Vishnu dominated in the first round. Stevie's still recovering from that loss.
I've been licking my wounds.
And then we have Jeremiah, defending champ. Jeremiah, how are you?
Doing well. Always a pleasure to be on the pod.
Yes, yes. Thank you for joining here as we go through. Jeremiah, you're in the semifinals. Are you feeling, you know, the pressure to repeat here? Is it getting real for you yet?
It was getting real when you said that the other half of the bracket was starting, and I realized that I would have to brush up on game changers once again. But trying to stay calm and just enjoy the ride.
Fair enough. So yeah, so I should explain the reason we are having this episode is we had trivia scheduled. And I did half of it, but we had someone get sick and she couldn't come on the pod. So we're going to have trivia probably next week and finish it. And then we'll have a trivia episode and we'll go from there. But this time we just have, you know, us and the Mighty Ducks to talk about. I do want to talk about some things from our last episode. So our last episode we talked about who was gambling on the Ducks, who made the money, and there were a lot of good responses here. I would say Air Lemaire and Matt Meyer, both on Twitter, talked about someone we didn't consider, and that was Jesse Hall and Terry Hall's dad. And there's essentially two schools of thought here, that Jesse and Terry Hall's dad bet big money on the Ducks, and then he won big and sort of took Jesse and Terry away to, you know, the Cayman Islands to live a great life. Or he took all his overtime pay, bet it on the Hawks, and then sort of had to flee when he didn't have the money, you know, to pay up as it went through. But I don't know, Stevie, I feel like you're a betting man. How do you feel this plays out?
So I'm ashamed. I haven't listened to the last pod yet, but so what was it's who was betting on the original Ducks team? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, the basic concept was, you know, the Ducks are this popular team, they're in Let's Play Hockey, there's probably some sort of undergroundish thing that Hans is involved in and is betting on. Our theory is Hans won big early on in D2. He had Jan there as a mole, went to Europe, where betting rules are a little less strict, and eventually, you know, won big on the Junior Goodwill Games. He had the inside info. And then D3, the theory is more that, you know, Josh was running this sort of school ring that I can't remember who said it, but maybe Paul Kariya might have been involved in, and that's why he was being on the thing. But yeah, I would love to get your thoughts.
Yeah, so I think definitely somebody that was betting on the Ducks and won was Frank Huddy, because Frank Huddy's just a prosecutor in D1, but then by the second documentary, he's like out in Malibu with Bombay, you know, living it up big. So he probably uses winnings to go out there. And then, you know, I would think he probably tried to roll those winnings on another bet to when the JV played the Blake Bears and he lost. And then that's why he's just working like carnival games, because he's like lost all his money and it's the only job he, you know, probably quit his job before. That's why he's in Malibu. Now he lost his money and he's running the carnival games in the Mall of America.
That's a great point. Yeah. It there's nothing to tell us that that carnival guy was not Frank Huddy, because it was just like Charlie Conway and Fulton there who were talking with him. Bombay wasn't there. He wasn't like, oh, hey, Frank. So that is a great point that we did not get. I think Frank Huddy gets involved in this and gets sucked down. Jeremiah, Vishnu, anybody else that you think is really involved in this hardcore betting on the Mighty Ducks one way or another?
I like the idea of Huddy because he's the only person who could believe in Bombay early enough. He knows how vicious he is to place an early bet when the odds are good. So I think Stevie Yanks is right on the money. With Mr. Hall, I'm kind of torn because he seems like a very principled man. So I would want to say that he would bet on the Ducks, but he also seems very practical. So I think he would do anything to support his kids. And that leads me to think that he wouldn't bet on the Hawks. So I'm guessing he bet on the Ducks, but not as early as Huddy. And therefore that's why he's not in Malibu raking it in.
I'm just wondering if there wasn't some huge underage gambling ring that was going on within District 5. Because a lot better really quickly. I don't care how many eggs they hit to each other with hockey sticks. So I'm wondering if they were just, it was a big hustle with everyone else in Minneapolis. And also, you know, when they played the Cardinals, whoever, they said, let's turn it on. And they started beating everybody. You know, they planted Adam Banks. It was all talked about, you know, in the backroom deals with these kids. That's my theory anyway. And I'm going to go with that.
That's a great point too. These are city kids. They're running around. Who knows what they're getting into on the streets?
Mm.
I do like this. I like this a lot. That like this is all just a ruse to make a little cash. You know, they were trying to do stuff. You know, they were pulling pranks and stuff. I could see how this they could get in some trouble, which would cause them to have to do some things right there.
You know, maybe Banksy's father too, because they were obviously breaking rules by him being on the Hawks to begin with. And then, you know, when he starts playing for the Ducks, his father still wears the Hawks stuff. So like that might be a cover, but now he's changed his bets to the Ducks. And then in D2, it's why like Adam is willing to play like hurt, because he says his father's counting on him. And we always figure like, oh, his father wants him, you know, he wants his father to be proud of him. In reality, his father was literally counting on him to like not lose their house because he's got this terrible gambling habit that Banksy is like responsible for.
Yeah, we did touch on Phil Banks in the last episode. We think he's definitely involved one way or another. He's got the connections, and who knows? We didn't really talk about Ducksworth, but Ducksworth might be involved in this as well. We have Mike joining us. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey guys, doing good?
Awesome. So, Mike, we're just talking about the last episode, gambling on the Mighty Ducks. We have now involved Frank Huddy into this. We have a new theory that the Ducks, District 5, was involved in this. They got into a little trouble and sort of had to throw the first half of the season in order to make this great comeback to pick up their gambling debts. Anybody or any thoughts on the gambling and the Mighty Ducks, anybody we haven't talked about that you're really thinking about might be involved in this whole ruse?
I definitely was thinking Frank Huddy in advance, him and the judge, for sure. Because who puts like coaching a kid's team as community service?
That's true. And
it's the worst thing you could possibly do.
Hey, you're charged with reckless endangerment. Now go take care of these 15 kids.
Yeah.
All great points. Yeah. So Judge Weathers, you would figure Hans knows the legal system well enough to get around things. Hans has some sort of involvement in this underground ring. Judge Weathers, great point. Probably involved. Hans is turning the gears here. Says, give me Bombay in my league and put a bet on the Ducks. He knows what's going to happen. I think Judge Weathers wins big here as well. This is all unraveling as we talk about it more. I love it. All right. Anything else before we move on? I think there's a lot of questions. We do have one Quacklight, Ed, who is actually a writer on gambling, who we will have on a later episode to really break this down. Yeah, so he's going to come break it down in a future point. But any final thoughts here before we move on? All right, let's move on. Let's play a game. So this is just for kicks. This is not part of the trivia challenge. Don't get too excited, anybody. That will, like I said, that will hopefully come back next week. But is anybody familiar, or is everybody familiar, I should say, with the game Password?
I might need a reminder.
Okay. Yeah. So here's what's going to happen. So we have four people. So we have two teams of two, and we can switch it up here. One person is going to give the clues, and the other person is going to try to guess. So essentially, we give a word. So if, you know, Vishnu and Stevie Yanks are the clue givers, I give them the password, and then they are partnered with Michael and Jeremiah. So if the and you give one word clues, the other person has to guess the password. So if the password was ducks, Stevie Yanks might say mighty, and then Jeremiah would guess ducks, and then he would get it. So we're going to go back and forth. If you get it on the first try, it's 6 points. If that person gets it wrong, it moves over to the next team. So, you know, you get the context of the last one. That goes to 5, then we all go all the way down. Does that make any sense?
I feel like a one-word lead-in, a one-word clue as the clue giver?
Right. One word. You get one word. Sure. That's it as we go through. Does that make sense? All right. I don't know. Oh, perfect time to randomly generate these teams. What am I talking about? I was like, I don't know how I'm going to split these up. But we'll randomly generate these teams right now. So let's see. I'm Vishnu on your team is number 2. That's going to be Jeremiah. So Vishnu and Jeremiah will be on a team, while Michael and Stevie Yanks will be on a team. I guess we'll give it to, I don't know who to give it to. I guess we'll give it to Vishnu. Do you want to give the clues first, or do you want to guess first?
I'll give the clues first, I guess.
All right. So Vishnu is giving the clues for his team. I'll give it to Michael, since he went farther in the trivia challenge and is still alive. He's up next in the trivia challenge. Do you want to give the clues first or guess first?
I guess I'll give the clues first.
Okay. So Vishnu and Michael are giving the clues. I'm going to chat you the first clue, or the first password, I should say, right now.
The password is puck.
We'll see how this goes. Yeah, Vishnu, you'll go first.
Knuckle.
Puck.
That is correct. Well done. Well done. Great clue. Great clue. I guess we'll go to 3 and then switch as we go on here. So let's go to, all right, I'll give you new passwords here. So 6 points for Vishnu and Jeremiah.
The password is Minneapolis.
Ooh.
So it goes to Michael now. Your first clue.
That's a tough one. Go Twins.
Bash Brothers. Wait, what? I'm so confused as to how this works.
So Michael said Twins. Your guess was Bash Brothers. That is incorrect. Yeah, so it goes to Vishnu now with the next clue.
Hard with one word.
Right.
I have what I want to say, but I'm questioning my. I'll just. I'm going to be embarrassed like it's not right, though.
You got the first one right away. So this is all gravy.
Capital.
City?
No, that is incorrect. Back to Michael. Right. 4 points.
All right, let's try with Vikings.
Minnesota?
That is incorrect. To Vishnu for 3 points now. Wait, yeah.
Metropolis.
Minneapolis?
That is correct. Oh, well done. Great.
Well done. Yeah,
I mean, all the capital of the Minnesota.
Well done. So we have 9 points for Vishnu and Jeremiah. That was a good run there. I guess we'll switch, you know, after every two. Like, I'm just making this up as I go along. If nobody noticed by now.
That's the perfect way to do things.
So Stevie, Yanks, and Jeremiah are giving the clues. Now Simon coming on. We'll wait for Simon to connect to audio. Let me chat Jeremiah and Stevie the next password here.
I literally just had to look up how to play Password. Because I really didn't get it. I think I got it now.
Okay. All right.
The password is Lumberjacks, you know, from the state tournament. From the No Bothers. Anyway.
And Jeremiah and Stevie Yanks. Hey, Simon, how are you? Simon doesn't want to talk. Okay. You don't have to talk, Simon. It's okay. If you want to talk, let me know. All right. Let's see, Jeremiah, you and Vishnu are in first place, so we'll go to Stevie Yanks first. Stevie, your first clue, I guess, for Michael.
Brawny. Can I spell it for him?
Sure.
Brawny.
Okay. The Bash Brothers?
That is incorrect. We move to Jeremiah for 5 points.
Axes. A-X-E-S.
A-X-E-S. Lumberjacks?
That is correct.
Oh, wow. That was good. Nice. Man.
So Jeremiah and Vishnu dominating here. But we will move to, we'll play one more round here.
I knew it was one or the other, my bad, on the capital thing. That's my fault.
Fair enough. Let's go with, this might be a controversial one. I don't think it's that controversial.
The password is Alex Morrow.
All right, this is my clue, correct?
You went first last time. No, you went second last time, right?
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, you're up first, Jeremiah.
All right. Say mother.
Hood? I don't know.
All right, we lost Stevie Yanks, but that's okay.
I think he was just so embarrassed with my performance. He said, you know what?
So I will play.
Okay.
In lieu of Stevie Yanks. My clue for you, Michael, is Evan.
Oh. This is really bad because I know what it is. I just can't think of the word. Think of Lauren Graham. But Alex.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'll give it to you. Yeah.
I was like, what is her character name?
But yeah, that is how you play a password. And apologies to Stevie Yanks for not explaining it well enough. And then he just dipped out on us. So I don't know if he was just mad at me or what. But Vishnu and Jeremiah, congratulations. Just
well done.
Pure bragging rights there. Let's go to a quack question before we wrap it up here. So this one comes from, oh geez, Kyle Borgognoni. B-O-R-G-O-G-N-O-N-I. If you have any other, if you have a better pronunciation, or Kyle, if you want to yell at me for butchering your name, please do so. But yeah, I should explain. You ask us quiet questions on Twitter, through Facebook, through the Discord, through email. We pick the best ones, try to answer them. Kyle asks on Twitter, Jan was pitching Gordon for months to Tibbles. Months. What were those negotiations like, and what kind of shady deals? And I think this might go back a little to our gambling discussion, but I'm interested in hearing some of your guys' thoughts. Let's go to Jeremiah. Any thoughts on what those conversations that Jan was talking about Gordon to Tibbles were like?
It has to be about the ability of a peewee coach to talk on a national level. And my guess is that Tibbles was gunning after a bigger name and then realized that this was the best he could get. And when Jan's learned about Gordon's injury, he brought it back up. And Tibbles was desperate. That's my best guess as to what went down. Nothing shady, just Tibbles failing and Jan seizing the opportunity, doing some good PR. Maybe Hans was doing some muscle behind the scenes.
That's a good point. I do like that. Well, he, fled to Europe. Exactly. But that is a good point. Jan could have just been like, throwing it out there, being like, hey, and sort of reading the tea leaves and seeing that this, like, whoever big name Tibbles was trying to get just wasn't going to happen, and just sort of slowly sliding Gordon's name in there for it. I like that. But, Michael, any thoughts on those conversations?
I think back to the little speech that Jan gives him out of his little, like, Malibu house, or not really little, it's huge Malibu house, where he says, I didn't tell them about your good looks or that you wouldn't win at any cost. I think that's exactly what he did. It's easier to keep up with the lie if you know exactly what the truth was. You just flip it. So that's my thought. That's exactly what he was pitching all along.
Yeah. I mean, we know Tibbles is big on the marketing, and we know this whole thing was a marketing play. So yeah, Jan was probably like, hey, this guy, he's got a great story, he's got great looks, and we know things are gonna happen here, so you can make some cash by betting on them. But Vishnu, any thoughts?
I'm going pure shady. I think he was trying to get a fee, like an agent. And also, they're probably trying to negotiate how much will be a flat, payment or a check, and how much will be with free Hendrix apparel for the shop. Because, I figured those go hand in hand, and they're just trying to work that out. And I figure it's a good marriage there. That's my thought on it.
So, oh, yeah. I think this all could happen. I think Jan, he's got this great story. He's got this great hair. And then Tibbles is like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm in. But Jan's like, ah, not so fast. Like, you got to pay up. You got to give me the cash. You got to give me the gear. I think this could all happen after, Tibbles struck out with his first whoever it was. I don't know who it might have been. Maybe, I don't know, was Herb Brooks still alive then? Maybe that was Herb Brooks. But I like that. I like it a lot. I think Jan was trying to play Tibbles a little bit and get some cash, and maybe says, hey, you can join our gambling ring, and you can we have somebody in Europe who can get your money to the right places if we put this team together and it looks like they're gonna win. I love it. I feel like that was a pure team effort here, and I appreciate everybody for coming on. I think we can end it a little early here. But thank you to Michael. Thank you to Jeremiah. Thank you to Vishnu. No thank you to Simon, who came on and tried to wreck the pod. Tiss, tiss to Simon. But yeah, for everybody who did not come to the live impromptu pod. You'll just have to guess what happened, because I'm not going to explain it on the pod. But with that, you know where to find us, thequarktech.com. Go there, contact us at quarktechpod on Twitter, facebook.com/quarktechpod. Go to iTunes, give us 5 stars. Tell us what you thought of the password game. Like I said, it was very impromptu. I did not really put a ton of thought into the passwords. I think there's a sweet spot in terms of the difficulty, but tell us what you thought of the format, and maybe, you know, we can do this in the future. And thanks to all our producers. And remember, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
Bye.